Well, as you know, this morning, I think we told many of you this was going to happen beforehand, but this morning, because of the visitors that we would like to provide a translation for our service, simultaneous translation for our worship service, and there is a young man who's offered to do that very graciously. We know that it's not easy to stand up in front of a bunch of people that you don't know and to try to provide translation, not just for regular conversation, but for a sermon. But Jerry, where are you at, brother? All right, thank you. Come on up, brother. So, Jerry, I wanted to just ask you to just introduce yourself, maybe tell us a little bit about how you came to come on this trip, and just who you are, your full name, and a little something about your background.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jerry, or you can call me Guangyang in my Mandarin name. I am a teacher at a Taiwanese high school in China, just right outside of Shanghai. And this year, actually every year, we have the opportunity to work with the Footsteps mission group, and they held their summer camps here in Reading, which is a wonderful place, and with the help of Mr. Jordan Davis and the team, and also the hospitality of all the host families and volunteers and everyone. The students came here with an open heart, and we're always very grateful for everything that this community has done for us, and we try to learn as much as we can. Many of the students, they came here before knowing nothing, very little about Christianity. And this will be a great opportunity because they see so many love and friendship and caring. And it's just such an honor for me to be here and to do the translation. And I will do my best. But it's a great honor. And thank you.
Yeah. Well, we certainly appreciate you being willing to do this. And we're glad that all of you are here. And we hope that through the translation, and we'll have the Bible verses that I'm going to use up on the screen in both Mandarin from the Chinese Union version and also in English. So hopefully that will help us have the most understanding as possible. So with that, let me pray and then we'll start. Father, we thank you for the fact that you, though you created the world and are so high above us because you are God, yet you have not left us in the dark, but you've spoken to us about yourself in the Bible. And we would pray that you would open the message of the Bible to us this morning so that we could know you. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it is good to be together to worship God this morning, brothers and sisters.
今天很高兴我们可以聚集在一起来分享主的信息。
I also want to welcome all the Taiwanese students who have joined us today. We consider it a privilege to have you with us this morning.
我们今天要诚挚地欢迎各位从台湾来的朋友们。我们认为这是一个特权，这是一个荣耀，让我们能够有大家相聚在一起的机会。If
you're visiting with us today, let me explain what we're going to do now.
如果您今天比较晚一点到场的，我现在要解释我们今天的行程是怎么样。
As you know, this is a Christian worship service, and as part of every worship service, we do a number of things.
我们这是一个基督教的教会，所以我们会有一定的每次聚会都会做的几件事情。
We sing together, we pray together, we read the Bible together.
我们会一起唱歌，一起祷告，和一起读圣经。And
finally, we listen together as someone teaches the Bible, and that's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to teach from the Bible.
最后呢，我们会有一个人来教我们如何读圣经，就是这位我们的牧师 Jeremy 牧师。For
the sake of our visitors, this morning I've decided to do something a little different than what I normally do.
因为今天我们有我们台湾来的来宾，所以今天会做一些比较特别的改变。Instead
of teaching from one part of the Bible, I'm going to try and explain the basic message of the whole Bible.
That'll be tough. 与其说每一次都会固定在一段的圣经里面，今天会采取很多段，然后解释一个比较全面的意义给大家了解。
For us as who are Christians, I'm simply going to be reminding you of truths that we already know.
身为一个基督徒，我想要跟大家解释的是什么叫做真实的信息，什么是truth。
And I hope that this will help you not only to remember what we believe, but also to teach it to others.
我们希望是不只是让你能更了解，也希望让你们能够把这些讯息传递下去，给你身旁的朋友知道。For
us, for those of you who are visiting with us, I hope that you will not only understand the Bible better, but also I hope that you will come to believe what the Bible says as true.
希望今天来的来宾不只能够更加了解圣经的内容，能够相信圣经里面讲的是什么，然后更接近真实。The
Bible is God's word to human beings.
圣经是上帝的话，对于人类所传递的话。And
therefore the Bible is true. And it brings life to our souls if we will listen to it and if we will believe it.
所以说圣经是上帝的话，它传递上帝的讯息，借由这个讯息能够让我们真的活出真实，然后才能够有一个完美的人生。The
basic message of the Bible comes in four parts. First, it tells us about God. Should we stop there or keep going?
Okay. 圣经里面包含四个部分。第一个部分是讲述有关上帝。
Second, it tells us about human beings.
第二部分是讲跟人类有关系的。
Third, it tells us about Jesus.
第三，它是讲跟耶稣有关的事情。
And fourth, it tells us how to respond to its message.
第四的部分就是让我们知道说，我们听了这些讯息之后，我们要怎么样回应。So,
I want to begin by explaining what the Bible tells us about God.
所以首先我要讲说，圣经里面讲有关上帝的这个部分。The
Bible teaches us that there is one God.
圣经上面告诉我们说，只有一个上帝。There
are no other gods. Besides him.
只有一个神，他说除了我以外，没有其他的神。So
God says of himself in the Bible, I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. Isaiah 45, verse 5.
所以圣经上面说，我是耶和华，在我以外没有别的神，除了我以外也没有其他的神。你虽然不认识我，我必给你祝福。
This means that he is the God of every person in the world, including you, including me.
所以这个神是全世界每一个人的神，包含你，包含我。The
Bible also tells us that only God has existed forever.
圣经上也说，也只有神能够跨越时空，从以前到永恒。
Everything else was created by him.
除了神之外, 所有的东西都是由神创造的。
The first verse of the Bible says, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1 verse 1.
在圣经的创世纪里面说, 最初神创造了天和地。
This means that you are one of the things that God created.
也就是说，我们每一个人，包含你和我，我们都是上帝的创造物。And
because God created everything, the Bible says that everything belongs to God.
也由于因为神创造了每一个人，每一件事情，所以神说，你们每一个都是属于我的。So
the Bible says, The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. So, sorry.
所以神说地球是属于他的，所有上面的万物的生物都是属于神的。
This means that you and me belong to God.
所以就是说你和我，我们都是属于上帝的，属于神的。
And because God made everything, and everything belongs to Him, He rules over the whole universe as King.
也由于因为我们每一个人都属于神的，每一件事都属于神的，所以神有最高的统治，统治万物。
The Bible says, for kingship belongs to the Lord, and He rules over the nations. Psalm 22, verse 28.
圣经上说，因为国权是耶和华的，所以他是管理万国的。
This means that God is my king and your king too.
所以说神是我的王，也是你们的王。
The Bible also tells us that God is perfect. He is completely good, and there is no evil in Him.
圣经上也说神是完美的，神是好的。我之前有说过，这个好的也是善的意思，所以神没有邪恶。
In one place, the Bible says of God, He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all His ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is He.
圣经上说，神他是磐石，他是一个完全完美的，他所的行不会不公平，他是诚实又无欺骗的神，他又公义而且又正直。
Finally, the Bible tells us that God made the universe for one main purpose.
神创造了宇宙，这整个宇宙只有一个目的。
He made the universe to show how great He is, so that we might honor and love Him.
神创造宇宙的目的就是因为要让世人知道说我是多么的伟大，你看，是要让世人们来赞颂他，来爱他。
The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
神说，凡是有气息的，凡是有生命的，都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华，赞美神。
This is the main purpose of my life and of your life.
这就是他，我，Jeremy 牧师，他的一生的目的，也是大家的目的。
So that's what the Bible teaches about God, and now I want to explain what the Bible teaches about us as human beings.
所以刚刚讲的是圣经里面讲有关神的部分，接下来他要讲跟有关我们人的部分。
The Bible teaches that God created human beings.
圣经上说神创造了人。
It also tells us that He made human beings to be different than everything else in the universe.
他也说人，神创造的人是要跟世上所有其他的生物都不一样。
The Bible says, Then God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的畜生，和全地，并在地上所爬的一些昆虫。
So what makes us different than anything else in the world is that God made us to be like Him in some ways and to rule the earth for Him.
所以神到底 把我们造的跟其他生物有什么不一样呢？神把我们造的最接近神，然后因为这个原因，所以他希望我们能够管理地球，管理地上，替代神来管理一切。
This gives your life value and meaning.
这会让你的生命变得更有意义，更有价值。
But it also means that we can't live only for ourselves.
这也意思就是说，我们不能够仅为了我们自己而活。
We must live how God wants us to.
我们必须要照神对我们的旨意而活。
The Bible also tells us that the first human beings that God created were a man and a woman named Adam and Eve.
圣经上也告诉我们说，神创造了最先的人类有两个，一个男的，一个女的。男的就是亚当，女的就是夏娃。
The Bible says, "For Adam was formed first, then Eve."
神说，亚当是被最先创造的，接下来才是夏娃。
They are our first ancestors.
他们是我们最初最初的祖先。
In the beginning, Adam and Eve were perfect human beings.
在最初，亚当跟夏娃他们是非常完美的人类。
They were only good, and there was no evil in them.
他们都只有善心，没有任何的邪恶、罪恶。
The Bible says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
圣经上面说，神看着一切所造的事情，一切都甚好。
But then God gave Adam and Eve a command, and they broke it.
然后神给了亚当跟夏娃一个命令，结果他们就没有遵从这个命令。
To break God's command is called sin.
你如果违背了上帝的旨意，这就是一个罪恶。
And when Adam and Eve sinned, they suffered many consequences.
所以当亚当跟夏娃他们违背了上帝的旨意之后，他们就有了罪恶，然后他们接着就要承受这些所带来的后果。
Their relationship with God was broken.
他们跟上帝的关系就被切断了。
They became corrupt in their hearts.
他们的内心就开始被腐蚀。
And they began to die because the punishment for sin is death.
他们慢慢地步入死亡，因为违背上帝的旨意的后果就是死亡。
And the Bible teaches that the consequences of Adam and Eve was passed down to all of us.
然而亚当跟夏娃他们违背旨意的这个命运，就是被一直被流传被延续到下一代，再下一代。
The Bible says,Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men, because all sinned.
所以圣经上说，这就如同罪是从一个人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
This is why we were born withcorruption, evil in our hearts.
这就是为什么我们人心里面会有贪腐跟罪恶。
This is why we disobey God's commands.
这就是为什么我们会违背上帝的旨意。
And this is why we are all going to die, because death is the punishment for sin.
这也是为什么我们人都难免一死，因为这个死就是违背上帝旨意的后果。
The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
圣经上说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
If we are not saved from the punishment for our sin, then when we die,We will go to a terrible place forever.
如果我们没有帮自己的罪恶去做一些救赎的动作，那我们死之后，我们就会到一个非常糟糕的地方。
The Bible says, and just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment.
圣经上说，按着定命，人都有一死，死后且有审判。
So that's what the Bible teaches about us as human beings. Now I want to explain what the Bible teaches about Jesus.
所以刚刚讲的是圣经上讲有关我们人的部分，接下来要讲的是跟耶稣有关的部分。
So the Bible teaches that human beings, we need to be saved from the consequences of our sin, but we can't do it ourselves.
所以刚刚圣经上说，我们人要为了自己所犯的罪而做救赎的动作，但是我们真的没有办法独立自己把这些罪救赎掉。
The Bible says, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins. A dead person can't save himself.
所以圣经上说，你们因为自己的过错和罪孽原是死的。
But even though we have disobeyed God's commands and deserve to be punished,
即使是这样子，我们还是不听从上帝的旨意，还是违背他的意思，然后还是一样面临死亡。
The Bible says that God has loved us.And sent his son into the world to save us.
圣经上说，主因为太爱我们了，就派他的儿子到世界上来拯救我们。
The Son of God is named Jesus.
主的儿子，上帝的儿子的名字就是耶稣。
He is God, but he became a man.So that he might save us.
耶稣原本是神，但是他后来变成了人类，为了目的就是要拯救我们。
The Bible says, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world.
圣经上说，父差子做世人的救主，这就是我们所看见而所见证的。
So, what did Jesus do to save us from the consequences of our sin?
所以耶稣到底要怎么样拯救我们，怎么样救赎我们从我们的罪恶当中呢？
We had disobeyed God's commands, so Jesus obeyed them for us.
我们都已经违背了上帝的旨意，所以耶稣就遵从上帝的旨意，每一件事情。
We deserved...The punishment of death, so Jesus died for us.
我们都理所当然应该被接受上帝的惩罚，就是死。然后耶稣他接受了所有的惩罚，他为我们而死。
And then Jesus rose from the dead after 3 days so that he might give us eternal life.
然而三天之后耶稣从死亡中复活起来了，他也希望说他的借由他的复活能够让我们全部的人都能够得到永生。
This is the good news of what Jesus did to save us.
这就是耶稣所带来的好消息， good news.
The Bible says, For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received,that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
圣经上说，因为我所传给你们的，其中最重要的，也是我所领受的，就是基督照着圣经上所记的，他为我们的罪孽而死了，而且被埋葬了，又照着圣经上所记的，在第三天复活了。
The first man, Adam, brought death to all his descendants.
第一个人类亚当，他为我们全部人带来了死亡。
the man Jesus brought eternal life to all those who belong to him.
而一样是人类的耶稣，他为我们带来永生。
But we must understand that Jesus is the only one who can save us from the punishment for our sin.
但是我们要相信，我们要了解的是，唯一能够拯救我们的，从我们的罪孽中拯救出来的，就只有耶稣。
The Bible says, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
圣经上说，除他以外，没有救恩，没有救赎，因为在天下人间，没有赐下别的名，我们必须靠着得救。
There is no one else who can save you from death and give you eternal life.
没有其他的人可以拯救你从死亡，也没有其他的人可以给你永生。
Only Jesus can do it.
只有耶稣可以做得到。
So that's what the Bible teaches about Jesus. Now I want to explain what the Bible teaches about how we should respondto that message.
所以刚刚讲的就是耶稣上所描圣经上所描述的耶稣，接下来我们要讲的是我们作为人要怎么样对这个讯息有什么样的回应。
How can you be saved by Jesus?
你要怎么样才能够被耶稣拯救呢？
What do you have to do?
你要怎么做？
You can't do anything to earn it.
你没有办法做任何事去想要得到它。
You can't do anything to take away your guilt for the bad things you've done.
你也没有办法为你所有之前做过的错事把它除掉，这是不可能的。
You can't do enough good things to earn God's love and approval.
你也不可能做很多很多好事，就是为了要让神知道说，哦，我做了好多好事，你可以原谅我。
We are helpless to save ourselves.
我们对于拯救自己这件事情是非常的无助的。
But Jesus has done everything that was necessary for you, for me, to be saved from the consequences of our sin.
但是耶稣已经做了所有的事情，为了要拯救你，拯救我，拯救世界上的每一个人，耶稣都已经帮我们做了。
And God promises to give salvation as a free gift if you will trust in Jesus.
那神保证说，如果你们每一个人都能够相信耶稣的话，我就会给你们无偿的，没有任何理由，没有任何条件的拯救你们，让你们得到拯救。
You must depend upon him, not yourself.
你们必须要相信他，要依着耶稣，不是依着你们自己。
You must trust in his perfect life.
你们必须要相信他一个完整、无瑕、无罪的生命。
His death for your sins.
他为了拯救大家而死。
And his resurrection from the dead.
还有他的重生。
And not your own good works.
而不是依照我们自己做的好事。
The Bible says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him,should not perish, but have eternal life.
圣经上说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他，不至于灭亡，反得永生。
The Bible also says that when you trust in Jesus to be your Savior, you are also agreeing to serve him as your King.
圣经上说，当你相信耶稣会拯救你的时候，你也变成了另一颗种子。接着你会服侍神，然后把这个讯息传播给大家。
When Jesus saves a person, he calls them to a new life.
当耶稣拯救一个人的时候，他呼唤他们来，而给他们一个新的生命。
He calls them to be baptized and to join a church.
他呼唤他们前来接受受洗，到教会来。
And to learn to love and obey him for the rest of your life.
而学习去爱耶稣，去听从耶稣，一生都是这样子。
The Bible says, and he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised.
圣经上说，基督替所有的人死了，好让那些活着人不再为自己而活，却为替他们死而复活的基督而活。
If you have never put your trust in Jesus for your salvation, I pray that you will do so this morning.
如果你之前从来没有相信说耶稣的死是为了拯救我们，你没有想这颗心的话，希望今天你们能够相信耶稣。
God loves you, and he calls you to believe in his son so that you might be saved.
主是爱你的，主今天也请大家到这边来，呼唤大家到这边来，希望你也能够被拯救。
If you have already put your trust in him, don't forget that now he calls you to live your life for him.
如果你真的相信主的话，主会赐给你永生，然后希望你一辈子都能够跟随主。
He loved you and died to save you.
主爱你，主为了你而死。
Now you must love him and live to serve him.
那你现在要活着，而且要活着去奉事主。
Nothing should be more important to us than him.
没有任何事比主对我们还要更重要。
That's what the Bible teaches about how we should respond to its message.
以上就是圣经告诉我们，我们人，身为人要怎么样对圣经的话做一些回应，所该做的事。
This morning, I've tried to explain to you the basic message of the Bible.
所以这就是今天早上我要跟大家解释有关圣经里面讲述的几个最重要的部分。
I've explained what the Bible teaches about God, about human beings, about Jesus.
我刚刚有讲了圣经里面讲有关神的部分，有关人的部分，有关耶稣的部分。
And how we should respond to the Bible.
还有我们要对圣经神的话有做什么样的回应，什么样的反应。
For those of you who are visiting, I hope that you have come to understand the Bible better today.
我们希望今天来参加今天早上聚会的来宾们能够更多了解圣经里面的意义。
But more than that, I hope that you will come to believe.That what it says is true.
但是我们更希望的是你们能够相信圣经里面所说的话都是真实的。
If you do, it will change your life.
如果你相信的话，圣经就会改变你的人生。
And for you who belong to our church, I hope that this message will help you to be able to share it with others.
那其他来参与的人，我们也希望说借由今天的讲道能够让你能够帮助其他人更了解圣经。
Don't forget that this simple message that you have heard today is able to save a person from death.
不要忘记今天所讲的虽然是很简单的一些信息，一些内容，但是这些可以救你，也可以救别人。
Thank you.I'll close this in prayer. You don't have to translate the prayer. Father, we thank you for revealing truth in the Bible. We thank you for how it teaches us about who you are, how it teaches us about who we are, and how it shows us Jesus as our Savior and our King. We pray that you would give us faith in him and that you would help us to serve and love him better and better. We pray for our visitors that you would help them to understand as well and that you would work in their hearts. And thank you for Jerry translating. We pray that you would bless him. In Jesus' name, amen.